From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the fight for Mosul, reports indicate the Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged the Iraqi Kurdish assault on Iraq's second largest city will not be easy.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
A U.S. defense official says more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying nearly 30,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in their push to take back Mosul. They claim to have already captured a dozen villages. Senior Kurdish official Hoshyar Zabari said Tuesday that speed is the key.
To avoid a major humanitarian exodus or complexities that nobody needs. So really nobody has a definitive time when it will end, but I think there is a clear understanding we should do it, not in a hasty way or a rushed way, but in a planned way. To do it as soon as possible.
Estimates of IS fighters in Mosul range from about 3,000 to 5,000. The long-awaited offensive is backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition and also involves Sunni tribal forces and Shia militia. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza Tuesday signed a decree for his government to quit the International Criminal Court. It follows Parliament's overwhelming vote to leave last week. Earlier, the ICC opened an investigation into the political violence that has gripped the nations, and Mr. Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term. It focused on allegations of killings, imprisonment, torture, rape, and forced disappearances aimed at his political opponents. This is VOA News.